over 100 people that met with Senator Murphy at St. Michael's Ukrainian Catholic Church in New Haven, and the senator offered some valuable insights into the process for making sure that the Russian government pays the price for its invasion of Crimea this past week. And there was obviously deep concern on the part of many community members who've lost family and friends over the last century to Stalinism and to communist oppression.
Yeah, let's get into that, because I would imagine there's a lot of concern. What are you hearing from Ukrainians living in Connecticut?
Well, many of us have friends and family that live in Ukraine, not so many in Crimea, but primarily in western and central Ukraine. And there's deep concern because of the violence that was inflicted on the pro-democracy demonstrators in Kyiv last month. There's widespread evidence that the Russians actually were involved in that and offered their snipers and tactical police to the Yanukovych regime. So there's a lot of fear that this could spin out of control. And nobody's under any illusions as to what living under Putin's Russia would mean to Ukrainians.
What we've been hearing about in Crimea is that the lines are a little bit blurred. Some see Russia as an enemy. Others are thankful that they're there. Are those lines as blurred when you talk to Ukrainians living in Connecticut?
Not at all. I mean, Crimea is a little bit different because during the Stalin regime, Stalin basically purged the native Crimean Tatars and sent them off to Siberia. And then replace them with ethnic Russians. So that's why you're seeing, more loyalty there to Russia than in other parts of Ukraine. But I think in the rest of the country, there's really just very broad support for the pro-democracy movement. There was, even in Yanukovych's hometown of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine, Yanukovych's popularity was down to under 20%. So I think this emphasis on the great east-west divide that Putin is trying to exploit is really overstated.
And what about the Ukrainians that are living in Connecticut? What are they hearing from their families back home?
Well, people are hearing a lot of fear and concern. There's both elation about the fact that Yanukovych was finally removed from power and that some of his most odious ministers that plundered the country were also forced out of the country. So there's, on one hand, there's a lot of pride in the fact that the Ukrainian people were able to rise up against this despot. But, of course, a lot of concern as to what the Russians can do in Ukraine. We're hopeful that that's not going to happen. I think Putin realizes that the level of opposition that he would be met with, including armed force, would be very grave.
So definitely worried, but hopeful that through diplomatic means this can be resolved.
Yes, hopeful that it can be resolved. And we think also that Putin realizes that he's in a vulnerable economic position. The issue is that we really want to see the United States and the European Union really impose some stiff sanctions against Putin to let him know that there's a price that he will have to pay.
And Alexander, finally, in these situations, a lot of times there is the news that's being reported, and then people hear from their family back home, and they get other stories that aren't being reported. Are you hearing from people that you know of things that are happening in the Ukraine that are not being reported?
I think the main thing that's not reported or underreported is the fact that there's very widespread support for the pro-democracy movement, even in the eastern provinces of Ukraine. And we've heard also that overall the public is very relieved that Yanukovych is gone and that they finally have a real opportunity to build a truly democratic society.
Well, Alexander Kuzma, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Ray.